I realized today that I need a hobby because my work day just started like now, right now. And here's the thing, it's not even that big a part of my day. So even if it doesn't go well, it's like, you know, still a pretty good fucking day. Like it was. It wasn't a bad day. It just, you know, that part at work that for an hour just didn't go to my liking. And then I had a great day otherwise. Because my whole life is basically, you know, it's hotels. Being in a hotel, just waiting for the show. Sad, right? I'm just waiting for the show to start. And you're like, what am I going to do? I mean, you can only jerk off so many times before you're like, all right. I'm going to do it again, but right now it hurts. I should find something else to do. I absolutely ruin hotel rooms. Like, if you stay in a hotel room after I stayed there, shit is going to itch on you, okay? Just being honest. Come on, hotels are great. Everybody loves hotels, especially when you check in with your significant other. Why? Because, you know, in a hotel, you're gonna have sex, but you're gonna have an elevated form of sex. You're gonna have hotel room sex, which is let's have sex, but let's also disrespect this room. Yeah. I do that too, except I'm alone. Like, I always wipe my balls on the curtains because I know they don't change those. Think about that the next time you want some sunlight. Or don't, just know that it's on your hand, you know what I mean? Here's what I've been trying to figure out. I got into online shopping recently. I guess that's a thing. Here's what I've been doing, though. I shop for things that are, like, way out of my price range. And then after a while, I go, oh, yeah, I can't afford that. Like, today I was looking at yachts. Online. And then I was telling myself I didn't want them as if they were an option, you know? I was like, 155 feet? That's not even big enough for all my friends and family. I'm not getting that shit. What the fuck am I doing? You ever do that? You ever go down like a rabbit hole online and then like 6 hours have gone by and you're like, I'm shopping for the private jet that best suits my needs. I think I found, this is it right here, the G550. How much is this? Place order, $53 million. Well, maybe not now, but maybe later. I'll just bookmark that shit for now.
I knew I'd get too heavy when I got that old, that nightmare sleep where you stop breathing in your sleep. Did I just stop breathing? I might as well get up and eat an orange and run around this bed. That was a sign from Jesus. I was getting out of hand. I was in fat denial. I was in denial. I ain't take all that beef. The one time I took a shower and got out, my back was drying the motherfucker. I was like, wait a minute. Now I know I turned around. Where did that water go? But I was in denial. I was taking my diabetes medicine with sweet tea. I was fucking up. I was on my way out of here. That's why I had to get it together, you know. You know, just love yourself fat first. Don't be hating yourself because everybody else hates you. I don't like you big. I don't like you at all, bitch. Thanksgiving always been my holiday, though. Before I lost this weight, I prepared for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I thank the Pilgrims and the Indians for coming together and bless me with this wonderful holiday. I love it. I would prepare myself for Thanksgiving. I would take 3 Exalax, flush all my system out, smoke 4 blunts. I come in that sumbitch, I'd be carnivorous up in that mouth. Somebody, hey boy, hit that motherfucker bit me. What the fuck wrong with you? I'm ready to eat, you understand? I'm ready to grub. And I always go to my mama, how can my mama cook up a motherfucking stone? And I be preparing myself. I have a food schedule. First, I'm gonna start off with my vegetables. You know? That's my pork chops and my chitlins. And my fried chicken. Then I'm gonna go back for my meats, you know? Then I go back with my miscellaneous, all the shit I missed the first 2 turns. You know, I get the mac and cheese, potato salad, get the shit my sister brought. We don't know what the fuck it is. I just gonna put that on my plate. And you know, you get full and you get sleepy. And my mama said, ain't time to sleep. We gotta get up. We gotta go. I said, where the fuck you going? We gotta get in line for Black Friday. Oh my God, man. I used to hate Black Friday, stand up at Walmart trying to get a waffle iron for $10. And then if we wait till the next day, you can get that same waffle iron for $5. We in line, it's cold as shit, and we fighting and shit. And I feel sorry for white folks. I don't know why white folks come out on Black Friday. Y'all just, boy, black people so evil, black people. I seen this one brother just elbow the shit out of his wife, like, move, bitch! Knocked her down. She knocked her down. Man, she fall to the ground. Her son said, hey! You can't do that to my mother! Come back here. And his mama grabbed him by the arm and said, no, no, Jeremiah. No. Let them have it. Why? This is their day.
We took the kids to a corn maze last fall. Are there corn mazes in Utah? Yeah, okay, you guys have them. Pretty pumped up about your corn mazes. If you think the mountains are pretty, you should see these corn mazes we got going on. This lift ticket's from Deer Creek, and this one is from a corn maze. We're at the corn maze together for some fall fun. 10 minutes into the maze, my stepdaughter called me on my cell phone and said, Andy, I'm lost. Yeah, well, you are in a maze right now. That's kind of the exact experience that we paid for this afternoon. Did you think that we had brought you to a corn hallway? What'd you think was gonna happen? You're lost? That sounds like I'm getting my money's worth right now. How do you even think I could help you? I am also in this maze. What are you near right now? Corn, oh yeah. I remember that part. It's tricky. I knew I couldn't help her, so I tried to motivate her. I said, listen, we're leaving in 10 minutes, no matter what. Good luck to you. If you don't make it, you live here in the corn now. This is your new home. Give my regards to Malachi. He'll be raising you from now on. It's going to be a strict religious upbringing for you.
My sister and I don't know shit about babies, which means we get to play this really fun game every day called, oh my God, is the baby dead? Every day, we just stare at it sleeping. We're like, did we kill it? We needed help, which caused us to do the most insane thing that 2 Korean sisters raising a baby can do, which is that we actually told our parents about the baby. And we were very on the fence. We had a whole plan. We were like, okay, we're gonna pretend like we're gonna do a huge fight. We can never be in the same room at the same time. You get the baby at Christmas, I'll take the baby at Easter. Like, we had this whole plan. And it was, you know what makes it more complicated telling our parents is that my sister got pregnant via anonymous sperm donor using a turkey baster. Like, imagine explaining that shit to white parents. And now imagine explaining it to Korean parents. Are you kidding? Their heads would fucking explode. we don't know how to say sperm donor or turkey baster in Korean. They never taught that shit in Korean language school. None of this is a thing in Korean culture. So we had to practice telling our parents. We like ran like CIA interrogation drills. But instead of waterboarding, it was just my mom beating her chest like, oh! We were rehearsing hardcore. We were like running. Like my sister would be like, okay. Hey, mom and dad, remember that one Thanksgiving we had that really juicy turkey? This is an extremely conflicted time for our parents because they finally get a grandchild, but they're like, why are you both so weird? Can't you guys do anything normal? Seriously? This one's a stand-up comic. This one's turkey basting herself. Oh my God. My parents had to switch churches. Yeah, they go to white church now. This shit was not gonna fly at Korean church. Can you imagine? Korean church, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Korean church, but Korean church is like America's Got Talent. And everyone is Simon Cowell. But way less encouraging. There was no way my parents were gonna just roll up to Korean church and announce that they suddenly had a grandchild. All their church members would be like, wait, when was the wedding? My parents would be like, have you ever had a really juicy turkey?
This happened in Seattle a few months ago. A guy got killed on the interstate. He was driving the wrong way down the interstate. And the police spokesman was quoted as saying, we don't know how fast he was traveling, but the posted speed limit on that section of the highway is 60 miles an hour. If you're driving the wrong way down the interstate, all the speed limit signs are silver. I don't think speed's your biggest worry at that point. Hope I don't get a ticket. I was flipping through the channels the other night and I came across a senior golf tournament. I thought, who's watching seniors play golf? Who has that kind of time in your life? You know what I would watch though? Senior cage fighting. I don't think I could sleep if I thought that was on. A couple of 20-year-olds in the cage, they're going to fight again in a month. A couple of 80-year-olds in there, that's a death match. Tap out, crap out, nap out. That's how that's going. You ever see these kind of stories? Somebody gets killed, kind of tragic circumstances. Maybe they were rock climbing, fishing, skydiving, they get killed. And people always say this. I know they mean well. They go, at least he died doing something he loved. Which to me is the cruelest irony of all time. Because if I told you I was going to teach you how to fish, you're going to love fishing. You're going to fish almost every weekend for the next 30 years. But eventually, you're going to fall off a boat and drown. You'd go, well, you know what? I think I'm going to learn how to draw. You want to be happy for somebody? Hope they die doing something they hated. Then they didn't have to finish. I want to die on Thanksgiving weekend at my in-law's house. Maybe I can ruin that weekend for them one time. You ever hear I died under those circumstances? I want you to be happy for me. Ah, that's great. He hated doing that.
You guys have parents? Oh, cool. Me too, man. We have a lot in common, you guys. Yeah, man. I have parents. They're beautiful people. My mom, very adorable, man. Best way I can describe my mom, she's the type of lady who has a fake flower in a vase with real water. Like hoping for a miracle. It's going to happen, you know. She'll change the water on the vase. I'm like, Mom, you don't find it weird that the water doesn't go down? She's like, it's a miracle. I'm like, ah, you got me. My mom's the best, man. She's so cool. Like, my mom claims to have a psychic ability. It's just very delayed. Like, she knows exactly what's gonna happen, but after the fact. Somebody stole a camera out of my car, and I told my mom, I said, Mom, somebody stole a camera out of my car. She's like, you know what? I had a dream last night. I knew it. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? Because if I tell you, you don't believe me, that's how you are. I'm like, all right, well, just let me get robbed out here. She's like, was it the black camera? I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, that's the one. For pictures? I'm like, yes, that's the one. Yeah, I knew it, that's the one. They took it. I'm like, yes, I know that, Mom. So sweet, you know. My dad, I love my dad, just a lot of tough love, you know. And I don't mind it. I love how he raised me, but just a lot of tough love. Like, I remember once my dad telling me that I'm lazy, and if I was a transformer, I'd be a futon. It's like, who writes that on a birthday card, you know? Like, seems a little mean. Yeah, my dad's my hero, man. Oh, I read that book, The Five Love Languages. I thought it was a great book, you know? And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what's your love language? He's like, silence. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, what do you mean? He's like, shh, 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 shh. Got it. Yeah, man. I have a phobia of dogs. I can't be around dogs. I got attacked when I was 9 years old. I was working with my dad, and I was mowing lawns, and a dog came, got my left kneecap, took off with it. I'm like, hey, I need that. My dad saw the whole thing go down. I'm like, Dad, what do I do? He's like, get back to work. And that's what I did. 2 weeks go by, right? And I'm in bed, I'm recovering, you know? And my father woke me up for school by grabbing my left knee and going, roo, 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 roo. And I'll get you out of bed like that. I'm like, Dad, that's why I pee the bed. You know that, right? Like, I never woke up my father with his fears, like bill collectors, you know? I don't know why he would do that to me. He's a great guy, man. Love him. Like my dad used to embarrass me because he had this huge trophy case at the house full of trophies. The thing is, he didn't earn not one of them. He just found them all. My friends would come over, and they would be impressed, like, damn, look at all these trophies. I'm like, yeah, read the names, man. None of them match. But he was proud of one trophy. Whenever they would come over, he would start taking trophies out. Guys, this is my favorite one right here. I'm like, Dad, no one's gonna believe that you play lacrosse. He's like, yes, I did. They gave this to me when I lacrosse the border. They said, here you go. I don't think that's what it means, but all right. I love him, man. My mom, a couple years ago, got cancer, got brain tumor, and things got a little weird, man. It's like when you, the person you love, your mother, is, you know, facing life and death, it's tough, you know? And that was a really hard time for me. And during that time, I got power of attorney, you know, over my mother, because we didn't know what was gonna happen. And they told my mom, it's like, your son has power of attorney, but I don't know what she heard, but she thinks I'm a powerful attorney. And I don't wanna tell her that I have power of attorney. I don't wanna let her down, you know? She's so proud, I'm like, damn it, I'm stuck now. She's bragging about it to her friends, oh, he's very powerful, this guy. If you need something legal, talk to him, powerful. And when you get power of attorney over a loved one, they do this thing where they do an appraisal of your family's estate, and they did that with us, you know, and it turns out that my family's estate is valued at sentimental, so on. So I'm just gonna inherit grudges and undeveloped film role, apparently. Yeah. Years later, man, years later, my father also got cancer as well, man. And I was there. I was actually there when my dad got diagnosed, you know. I was there, and I'm sitting beside my father, the doctor's there. And again, my father does not know how to speak or understand English, so I'm there to translate, you know. And the doctor goes, hey, can you tell your father that this is a diagnosis and this is a picture? So I translate. I said, hey, Dad, this is what's going on. And he says, you have cancer. And my dad's like, that's not mine. The doctor was like, what happened? Oh, he said it's not his. He said, no, I can assure you that it's his, and this is the paperwork. And I explained that to him, and he goes, no, 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 tell him that this is the same picture they give everybody. and they just want to get money out of me. Come on, let's go. And my dad beat cancer. He's cancer-free. He beat cancer on denial alone. But yeah. How amazing is that? I wish I could be as stubborn as my dad one day. He's like, fuck yeah. They say the mind is powerful. It is. How'd you beat cancer? I didn't have it. Like, wow, hell yeah.
I do love telling jokes, but there is something I love even more than doing this. And that's being a dad. It's amazing. He thinks, some of you. I do love being a dad, it's great. Although, I do think it's a little weird that you can accidentally make a person. I can't even make a fucking birdhouse. And I made two beautiful people. And and then I have a pile of cut-up boards. So seriously, it does seem like there should be a little more to it. Like, you couldn't even make a cake that fast, you know? Oh, shit, the baby's in there. This is serious. We got 9 months to freak the fuck out. Just watching the poor woman that you love grow some type of parasite in her belly. You see it writhing around, and they're like, ooh, shit, honey, you better get that out soon. I remember when I hit worms, that fucked me up for a minute. My son ended up having to be a C-section. And you know, they told me not to look over the curtain. I should have listened. Just sitting there by her side, we're talking. I'll just stand up, have a peek over. First thing I saw were her intestines, followed by something that I could not identify. And then I decided to come on back over to the side. Just sat back down like, oh, honey, I don't think you should be this calm. Some serious shit going on right over there. Right. Like your guts are out. And I could touch them with a stick from here. Right? Just on the other side of this magic curtain here. I don't know how that's working, but wow. And then they finally pulled my son out and squeegeed him off and hand him over to me first thing. I'm like, are you sure this is the right move? Oh yeah, just give him to the shakiest guy in the hospital. That's cool.
I don't like being in malls. I don't like shopping in general. I think anywhere you go to buy anything, they're just trying to drain every cent they can out of your pockets. Anywhere. Buy anything electronic. Would you like the warranty with this? Why don't you sell me something that's not going to break, asshole? How about that? I went and bought a book the other day. This is a very easy purchase, right? To put the book on a counter. Is this all for you today, sir? Sorry? Is this all for you? No, thank you for reminding me. I was going to buy 8 books individually, one by one, so thank you. I'm lonely. Get used to this face for 45 minutes, so. Okay. Are you a premium member? Sorry? Are you a premium member? For a book? What? Sir, if you give us $30, you'll save 25% of the course of a year. Yeah, I'm fine. I just want the book. Okay. You know, if you give us your email today, you'll get 8 weeks of time where Sports Illustrated for free. I want the book. I want the book. Okay. Finally, we exchange money. I think I'm out of there. Nope. Sir, at the bottom of your receipt, there's an online survey. You could win 250. Give me the fucking book! Can I pay $5 to get the fuck out of here? I don't even know you, and I hate you. Sorry to hear that, sir. I suppose you don't want to donate a dollar to Children's Cancer today? Everywhere. They want your money or they want your contact information, right? I live downtown Los Angeles by the Staples Center a few blocks away, and there's always people with clipboards outside my door from organizations they want you to sign up. One of them is Greenpeace. Greenpeace, they care about the environment. That's fine. It's noble. I was walking past this guy one day. He's like, hey, do you care about the earth? No. Do you care about the ocean? No, I don't. He's like, you don't care about the earth or the ocean? No, I don't. Have you been watching the news lately? Haiti, Chile, Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, tsunami, Japan, Missouri, the Philippines, Sandy. Apparently, the earth doesn't care about us. Why should I care about the earth? Well, don't you want a stronger, healthier ocean so it could kick more ass? I'd like a weaker ocean. I don't care how much money you raise for Mother Earth. Know this, she's a woman, and she's gonna do whatever the fuck she wants to do. You see a volcano going off? You better run. She's having her period. She is pissed off. Another group that's always outside my door, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Look, I love animals. No one wants kittens and sewer drains, okay? But when you're telling people what not to eat, that's how rich we are, how abundant we are as a nation. You got people, hey, don't eat the cows. Come on. We got vegetables. Eh? Don't eat the chickens. They got feelings. Well, so do I. And I'm kind of fucking hungry. Take these spoiled PETA people, drop them off in Africa, put them in a shed, throw a chicken in there, and see what happens by day three. By the way, don't name your organization after something I wrap meat into to eat as a sandwich.
I met the love of my life. Her name's Sam. She's great. We've been together 5 years. I remember we first started dating in a couple months. She was like, Michael, if we're still together at Thanksgiving, will you come have Thanksgiving dinner with my family? Okay. You don't have to say if we're still together, right? I'm not just gonna show up regardless. Who would do that? Just like, ding dong. Happy Thanksgiving! Hi, everybody. Yeah, Grandma. Hi. Oh, yeah, I know we're not together anymore, but I was invited. These are my plans. I take Evites very seriously. I think I knew that she was like the one for me because just how I felt around her. I remember the first time I ever said something really nice. We were hanging out, and I was like, hey, I feel really lucky to be with you. And she said, noise. Did someone just do a really cool skateboard move? I was thinking, like, is that how she'd be as a mother? Or someone be like, I love you, mommy. She'd just be like, yeah, boy. You love your mommy. M to the O to the MM. Damn. She's funny. She just reacts in the moment. It's beautiful. Like, I remember the first time, I love her. I remember the first time I told her I loved her. I regretted it. It was too soon. I was like, I love you. She was like, you do? Oh, no. I like you strongly. I think she reacted that way because she thought that meant that I was like in love with her, which is a commitment. That means that you want to talk on the phone with that person a lot. I just felt happy around her. Like, I felt around her how I do around cake. That's all. Which, that's the benefit of food over people, because you can tell food how you feel. Never gonna block you on Instagram, ever. Never gonna do that, right? You'll never see a McDonald's commercial where the guy's like, oh, I'm loving it, and all of a sudden Ronald McDonald busts in from the back like, what? Love? Oh. Oh, no. Oh, love. Okay, well. We have other customers. Like billions. Billions. I like food. I like dessert a lot. One time I was at a restaurant and I wanted to order dessert, and the server dropped the check off without even bringing up dessert as an option, which is kind of, you know, hard to have to be like, oh, excuse me, sir. Yeah. I ate all my vegetables. So. I'm pretty sure I get a cookie, but I don't know how you were raised, but I want that cookie, is what I'm trying to say.
I have an addiction to online shopping. You know, for a lot of us, it happened during the lockdown. I got hooked. Anybody else love the, right? It's the best. You know, when you're a woman of a certain age, you don't always sleep through the night, and trust me, you can do a lot of damage at 4 o'clock in the morning. Here's the one thing I don't like about the online shopping experience. Maybe you feel this way too. You know when you're on the last page and you're checking out and you're gonna pay, right? At the very bottom, they always ask you if you have a promo code, which tells you somebody has a promo code. And it's not me. I don't know who gets this code. It's easier to get the nuclear codes than to get one of these promo codes. You Google the code, right? Everybody Googles the code, sure. You go. Sometimes I go incognito on Chrome, so they don't know it's me Googling the code. Whatever you find online, you type it in, invalid code, expired code. One time I was so determined to get a discount, I just sat there for an hour making up codes. 10 off, 20 off, spring 20, spring 15. I save, you save, we all save. Finally, I typed in, eat me, and I got 15% off. Try it, sometimes it works. Also, I'm trying not to order everything from Amazon because they are such a monopoly, and also the number of emails that Amazon sends is, it's frankly abusive. It's just, you know what I'm talking about, right? The second you hit order, these emails come in like a tsunami. We got your order, your order's in a box, your order's on the truck. Your order's gonna be tomorrow. Your order's gonna be at 3 o'clock. Correction, your order's gonna be at 3:45. Your order's there. Do you wanna reorder? It's a lot. People have questions about your order. You'll be able to answer questions about your order. Really, questions? It was tinfoil. I don't know. Also, everything you do nowadays, everything you buy, everywhere you go, a week later you get an email. Oh, give us your feedback. Let us know how we're doing. I want there to be a button, because I don't want to fill out 9 pages of a survey. I want there to be a button just for me that says, I'm a middle-aged Jewish woman, I didn't complain, I didn't return it, 5 stars. Is that too much to ask? I got one yesterday. American Airlines wants to know what you think. No, you don't. I was on hold with American Airlines for 49 minutes. 49 minutes. 49 minutes of, did you know you can find answers to most of your questions on our website? Did you know you can find answers to most of your questions on our website? Did you know you can find answers to most of your questions on our website? Not this one, bitch! So I get my life, human, and I know you don't believe, but I was nice. I asked my question nice. I wanted to change planes, and she said no, and I said, great, why should I enjoy life? And I was ready to move on. And then she said these words to me, is there anything else I can help you with? And everything went black for a moment. And I was like, I don't think you understand grammar, because you would have had to have helped me with something before there could be anything else. And I couldn't make this up. She said, would you be able to stay on the line for a quick 2-question survey? I said, no, actually, I have some questions. I need you to stay on the line. I have my own survey. I had 49 minutes to write a survey. Would you like to, here's my survey. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much pleasure did you get denying my request? Do you feel comfortable recommending me to other airlines? How likely do you think this conversation will end up in my act? All right, one last online shopping question, and then we'll move on. But okay, I just had to ask you. When you buy things online, do you read the reviews? Okay, you should never read the reviews. You should never read the reviews. You know why? I write reviews. This is a review I posted for a hat, a hiking hat. Did you know they have specific hats for hiking? I did not know that, but my husband did. And he wanted one. And he kept asking my opinion. Should he get this one? Should he get that one? Should he get this one? I needed it to end. So I posted this review. And by the way, sir, I don't want to oversell it. The title of my review is Pretty Good Hat. Would you like to hear the review? Yes? This is the best hat that I have ever bought. I've been wearing this hat on top of my head for 2 weeks. And now my life is completely different. My wife and kids have moved back in with me. Because the guy she left me for wore the lesser quality knockoff version of this hat. Since getting my hat, I can now bench press 315 pounds. And my eczema has completely disappeared. Whenever I wear my hat, my IQ rises by 37 points. And my penis doubles in size. This hat has given me the life I always wanted, but never thought I deserved. Get this hat. It will make your dreams come true.
I got a cousin, only date white girls. That's all he date. So last year, he asked me to go with him to Thanksgiving with his girl's people. And have you ever been to white Thanksgiving? Black people got offended. No, we haven't. I went to my first ever white Thanksgiving. I had to go with my cousin because I said, this might be a get out situation. They might be trying to steal my homie's powers. I gotta make sure he's straight. Either that, or I said, at least I'm gonna get some good jokes out of it. So here they go. I'm gonna tell you, I went to the white Thanksgiving, I'm gonna be honest with you. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. It wasn't that bad. Don't make that face. It wasn't that bad. You know what I'm gonna tell you about white Thanksgiving? White people are efficient at Thanksgiving time. Black people, you ain't gonna believe this. Fam, they ate dinner at 11 o'clock in the morning. We still in our pajamas. They done with dessert getting ready for Christmas by noon. They trying to bring me some food at 11 o'clock in the morning. You hungry, Lance? But you ain't got no cereal? That's 10:30. I can't digest all of that at 10:30. Who do you think I am? And to my surprise, they ate all the same foods we ate. They all the same food. But they added raisins to all of it. It was macaroni, cheese, and raisins. It was yams with raisins. It was raisin water. It bubbled up like Alka-Seltzer. I didn't trust it. I brought sweet potato pie to white Thanksgiving. They couldn't believe it. They said, oh my gosh, Lance, this is the best pumpkin pie we've ever tasted. I said, that's not pumpkin pie, that's sweet potato pie. They said, what is sweet potato pie? I said, it's pumpkin pie with diabetes in it. And once you add, when you add the diabetes, that's where the flavor comes from. You don't need your foot, eat the pie. Enjoy the pie, baby. I said, would you bring us some next year? I said, next year I got something even better. And they said, well, what could be better than sweet potato pie? I said, next year for Thanksgiving, I'm gonna bring y'all some seasoning, some Lowry's. Some Lowry's have really changed the game in here, people. I know you think you like food now, but wait till you try it with seasoning. Oh my goodness. Total game changer. Tell you a black secret. We start seasoning our Thanksgiving food the day before Halloween. It take that long. We need that full 30 days. Kind of black house trick or treat, how does macaroni taste? little black kids know, it's runny. Come back in 3 Thursdays. It'll be right. Give me 3 Thursdays. It'll be right.
If you're having people over your house and it's everybody brings something, you know how they have that? Everybody bring a dish. You know what I'm talking about, sure. Everybody brings something. Folks, that means bring it made. Yes, bring it made. Okay, otherwise you're freaking everybody out. Somebody showed up, I swear to God, with a bag of potatoes, they pulled it out, and then some sour cream and some butter. I go, is that the fucking mashed potatoes? Because we're not having mashed potatoes if that's the mashed potatoes. You think I told you to bring mashed potatoes because I couldn't afford mashed potatoes? I want it made. I don't want to mess up my kitchen. There I said it.
In America, it was different. The Founding Fathers landed in 16... They set off from Plymouth and landed in Plymouth. How lucky is that? This is Plymouth. We've just come from Plymouth. We've gone round the circle. Lads, back on the bus. They finally got there, said, this is where our God has brought us to. We can practice our religion here. We can raise a family. There's nobody here. Excuse me. There's nobody here. Yes, a land empty of human existence. Who the fuck are these guys? What's all this, please? No, we don't want any of your food, thank you very much. Just put some clothes on. Meanwhile, that winter, excuse me, do you have any food? I love all this, lovely idea. Yes, I'm sorry, we're a bit brusque when we first arrived. We didn't realize you owned the entire country. But you have no system of ownership. Interesting. Maybe that can come in useful later. Food, thank you very much, very nice. Yes, there's more of us coming, but we all keep our promises. So the American government lied to the Native Americans for many, many years. And then President Clinton lied about a relationship, and everyone was surprised. A little naive, I feel.
He has OCD and ADD, so he has all these different obsessions that he never fully commits to. His latest obsession was Hercules Mulligan. Yeah, that's the fucking look I had on my face too. Who the fuck is Hercules Mulligan? None of us know. None of us know unless you're, you know, I don't know, you've gone to Hamilton or you're up to par with that part of American history. You have no fucking idea who Hercules Mulligan is. Well, here's the truncated version, okay? He was an unsung hero that was a tailor and a spy, and he helped George Washington win the war. Yeah, he is celebrated alongside other prominent figures, historical figures of that time, during a holiday known as Evacuation Day. Evacuation Day, little history lesson here, is when the British actually evacuated America, and Evacuation Day is celebrated on or near Thanksgiving. This past Thanksgiving, it fell on Thanksgiving. And my husband had this wonderful idea that he's going to forgo the greatest American family holiday to pay homage to Hercules Mulligan with a bunch of the nitwits from the firehouse dressed in cosplay. Dressed in fucking cosplay! Like George Washington. So I never knew who Hercules Mulligan was. No, no. But now I forever know him as the dick who stole Thanksgiving. That's what he is in my book. My husband comes home late that night, you know. He's like, hey, babe, that was the greatest evacuation day ever. I'm like, and it's not over, George. Pack your bags and evacuate the goddamn premises. Keep marching, buddy!
So my grandmother is now 99 years old, which is pretty amazing. And yeah, sure, clap it up. Yeah. Terrific, thank you. She would never hear that, but that's very nice of you. I mean, come on, she's 99. She's older. And she's actually at the age where you can probably say old. It's okay, because that's... But we always say she's like fine wine, you know, really should be kept in the cellar at this point. But we love her. We love her, would not leave her down there. Don't turn on me this early. we bring her out for special events and stuff. And so, right, that's what you do with fine wine. And so, or if she paired well with dinner, we would bring her out. And so, I see my grandma twice a year. I see her during the holidays, and I see her during the summer. And during the holidays, she always wants the same gift. I don't know if you have that sort of grandma. Every year, she's always wanting us to get her a flu shot. And so we like to switch it out, but, you know, get her a Swiffer, something she can use, and maybe some new tennis balls for her walker. They start to wear out. They really do. And you want to get her some tracks in so she can stop when she comes in the kitchen all fast. But she... sometimes we'll get her gift certificates to really, really Old Navy. Just fun stuff, you know? And, right? Something from Forever 81, because she loves it there, and she has a great time. A couple years ago, if you're doing the math, we had the big 90th birthday party. I don't know if you ever planned a 90th birthday party. Weird party to plan, first of all. It's not like a normal birthday party. You can't get a blow-up bouncy castle in the front yard for grandma, because... she can't get out of there. And so we had to, right? Lesson learned, birthday 86. So we had to switch it up. We knew that part. Like, what can we do? Let's brainstorm. Let's get a pinata full of stool softener or something fun we could all participate in. Perhaps get a heart surgeon to jump out of a cake. Whatever. We didn't know. We didn't know what she was in. Well, that way he was there when she was surprised. So we would need some sort of a backup plan at that point. We end up doing this. We got a President Grover Cleveland impersonator, which was a huge hit. He was amazing. He was there for 2 non-consecutive hours. And so, okay, so you're going to have to look that joke up later. It's a pretty good joke. It's not amazing, but something you might want to check out later. I do really love my grandma. And my grandma is missing her right thumb, which is this weird thing, and I know you guys are two really nice people, so you're going to feel bad about it, but let's just go with the joke. And because it happened a long time ago. It's no big deal. But it was fun for her birthday, because we're like, hey, grandma, you're 90, you know, like that. She couldn't see it, but we're laughing about it and giving her a high 4 every time we go by her. But... it slows her down. I mean, only one thumb at 99 years old now. She can't text message very well. She's not very good at it, especially when she's driving. She has a hard time controlling the sidecar. And so it is, right, when she's stuck on the side of the road and she can't hitchhike very well. She can northbound, but not southbound. You can figure that joke out. I don't need to explain it to you, but I did anyway. She's not a very good movie critic. There's a bunch of stuff, but anyway... They're positives. I know she gets a discount when she gets her nails done. I don't know how much, but I'm going to guess 10%. Let's just put a number out there. Let's just put a number. We don't even know.
But they were a very sophisticated looking couple. You know what I mean? Like, you would see them and you'd be like, ooh, maybe they go home at the end of the day to a well-set table, you know, maybe some chicken coq au vin or some roasted potatoes, you know, a dry French red. But in actuality, my mother was making like catering dish sizes of chicken broccoli ziti that would eat for like 3 weeks, green bean casserole, which is like canned green beans, cream of mushroom soup, and freeze-dried onion rings, if you're unfamiliar. Yeah, thank you, I know. If heaven forbid someone should forget the green bean casserole at a holiday, that's all people would talk about to the next holiday. They're like, nobody better fucking forget the green bean casserole. But the best was my grandmother, she liked to make dump cake, which I don't know if you guys know what dump cake is, but... it's basically, yes, okay, so it's like, you know, you get a sheet cake pan, put canned pineapples, and then Duncan Hines cake mix with nothing added, just dry, put that on top, slabs of butter, stick it in the oven for like 20 minutes, take it out, Cool Whip, and then you're like, oh, the dump cake's ready. My grandmother would later go on to live in a 55 and over community, Leisure Woods, Rockland, Massachusetts. And they would put are there people from Leisure Woods here? Oh my God, that would be bananas. See a little Leisure Woods bus. But she would, they had like every year they did a recipe book, you know, and every year my grandmother put dump cake, Catherine Cunningham. And we thought that was the coolest thing. And then we found out like she didn't create dump cake, you know. I'm like, oh, just like my family to claim something that like with embarrassing credentials, you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, I created that dump cake.
I ain't never seen my mama buy no turkey, bitch. Only time we of the year we go to church is Thanksgiving and Christmas. Bitch, we church hopping on Thanksgiving and Christmas, bitch. Nigga, you stand in this line, you stand in this line, you stand in this line, you stand in this line. We all collecting free turkeys. And it always comes with the sides. Exactly. I don't want to eat that. You got that for free. Bitch, you was born for free. How about that? It didn't cost nothing to have you. What you mean? We didn't have a job, you got Medi-Cal for free, bitch. If we had to pay for you to be born, we'd be in debt for years. Bitch, charging all this money for these goddamn births. $65,000 to shit a kid out. What type of shit is that? I told my old lady, not again, bitch, never again. You better hold your breath and suck her ass back in and do something, bitch. You ain't shit no more of these living in the Bay Area. You familiar with Bay Area, right? Exactly. $17,000 a month for a corner of the living room. That's it. What the fuck are you paying for? Then we living in San Francisco. Love San Francisco to death. Should not be that high to smell like that. Exactly. The fuck I want to walk around and smell dead rats all day. Me and my kids got to walk around with goddamn gas masks on our face like we running through burning houses and smoking shit. Cause niggas outside smoking crack through soda cans. Living their life like they golden, baby. Niggas is dancing, blowing out of soda cans in one hand and drinking Old English in another hand. Hey, what's up, youngster? How your day going? Nigga, I'm badder now. Nasty motherfuckers. Everybody loves San Francisco. It's so beautiful. It is so nice. The weather is bipolar. It's like a bitch on a period. I don't understand it. But nigga, that shit is crazy. San Francisco is nuts, man. Who from San Francisco here? Nobody? Oh, it's a few of y'all. Hey, y'all fucking moved away from, came out here for a reason, goddammit. Living that bullshit. Y'all know you don't live in San Francisco no more, bitch. See, if you do, if you only can survive off spam in San Francisco, sir. Everybody in San Francisco is moving east, and I ain't talking about Oakland, they moving east, and they got Pittsburgh, Brentwood and shit. Exactly, bitch. They giving you a Section 8 on the spot, bitch. I know what the fuck going on, bitch. That's the only reason motherfuckers from San Francisco move to Brentwood and shit. Ain't nothing in Brentwood, sir. Nothing. They don't even got a Taco Bell, McDonald's in Brentwood. Nigga, McDonald's is everywhere. McDonald's was in the Lion King movie. Nigga, everywhere. That's the only reason motherfuckers be bragging on the internet. Bitch, y'all got my own spot, bitch. Y'all live, showing where they stay at. Y'all live out here, out the way. Bitch, you stay way in the 925 Antioch Brentwood and shit with the rest of the 75,000 motherfuckers who got the free Section 8 to move from their apartment in San Francisco, bitch. I would be living too if my rent was $16 an hour, you non-working bitch. Bitch don't want to work. Why you ain't got no job? Because my rent gonna go up, you nasty bitch.
It's hard to have siblings when you grow up and your family gets big. Why is it on the holidays we always have to go to the person house who does the best in that? Why can't we go to the one who does the worst? Why can't we go to Tadudu's house? Okay? His girlfriend has lawn chairs with duct tape. Wouldn't matter if we messed those up. I got a cousin who's a hoarder. We could all go to her house. She would never know. If a tornado hit her house, it would just put stuff away. I mean, it's... Choppers would be flying over. There's horrible and utter devastation, except for this one house. It's immaculate. Family was different. Just being a kid, you could do what you wanted. You know, it was a different time. And you know, you tried to stay in a group. That was the other big thing. Because God forbid you got lost. No one looked for you. No one looked for you. There was no Amber Alert for us. I didn't even know a broad named Amber. until I was 21 and went to Vegas. I picked up one of those hooker trading cards off the ground. I'm like, no wonder they're letting everybody know she's coming to town. Got it. They didn't look for you when we were kids, did they? What'd they do? Huh? They didn't do anything. They didn't. Psychics and search dogs walking the grid. They just took your school picture and put it on a milk carton. And you better pray people had cereal for breakfast. Because if they had bacon and eggs, you'd be lost forever. It was a tough generation. Even the commercials were like, do you remember, you can go watch this on YouTube somewhere, there was a commercial that these kids tried to feed their little brother all the food that they didn't want to eat. Remember? Feed it to Mikey. He likes it. And they would force feed this kid all their food. And apparently in the one commercial, he liked it, so they were happy. But what that means is they had fed him other stuff that he had thrown up a whole bunch of times. And those kids became famous. Like, they even was a rumor, there was a rumor about Mikey from the commercial. That we had a rumor that he had Pepsi and Pop Rocks, and it killed him. That's how jacked up our generation was, that nobody spoke to us, that we thought Pepsi and Pop Rocks would kill you.
If you play the Would You Rather game, there's never two good options. Right? This is what I was hit with. Hey, Jeremiah, would you rather have a threesome with your parents and nobody ever know about it? Or would you rather not have a threesome with your parents, but everybody thinks you had a threesome with your parents? And all of you are asking yourself right now, which one would I choose? And maybe the second option, I don't know. But for me, I'm a child of divorce. If I could bring my family back together for one more night. That is the best family incest joke you will hear in Kansas City on a Friday night, guarantee. I have them all here. How awkward is this for me? You think it's awkward for them? I'm coming to you guys now. I was timid at the beginning, but guess what? I'm losing it up here. I'm going for it.
We are family.
Have you guys met my mom yet? All right, I might regret this, and she might be angry, but what if you, I think if you guys clap loud enough, we might get my mom to come to the stage right now. Cool down, guys. Mom, face them. What? What's going on? This is my mom, ladies and gentlemen. I love her so much. She's one of my biggest supporters in the world. OG supporter right here. Do you have anything you want to say before you behave the rest of the show?
My baby, he is the best in the world.
I got the best mom in the world. I love you so much. Give it for my mom, ladies and gentlemen. You're not gonna get this in any other show in America. So don't look for that at any other stand-up show. You're like, when is a family reunion happening at this stand-up show? This is not normal. This is a not normal show. My mom has laryngitis, as she just said. Did you hear that sexy voice that she just put on? She doesn't talk like that. She's like, I have laryngitis. Right? You call her voicemail, it's the nicest sounding voicemail in the world. She's like, hi, you've reached the voicemail of Tammy Wakefield. But she sounds like a stripper that's being paid to be nice to you. Please leave a message. I'm so, so sorry I missed your call. But if you would, please leave a message. After the boop, 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 beep. And I'll get back to you at my soonest convenience. I'm like, hi, Mom, this is Bubby. We need to talk about your voicemail. But first, I gotta take care of this boner. What is going on? Yes, I'm doubling down on the incest jokes. Going for it. Kansas City big. Is this table having a good time? I can't tell.
Having a big family is hard. It's hard. It's a lot of work. And I've always told people that our kids, they were the glue that has kept our marriage together. Yeah, because I told Muffin years ago, you think you can do better? There's the door. You're taking these guys with you. Yeah, because custody and battle are two words I've never put into the same sentence. So he's like, you wouldn't take him? I said, no. If you're leaving, you're taking them. So he didn't leave. He's not going anywhere. It was hard taking the big family out in public, you know, because you are out there and you all have opinions. Very hard. I took the whole family over to McDonald's one time for a public outing, and there we were, taking up two booths. We had 85 cheeseburgers. It was a free-for-all. And there was an older couple there, and let me tell you what happens to our opinions as we get older. The filter disappears. The older we get, the thinner it is. It's like the hole in the ozone layer. The longer we're here, the bigger the hole, the faster the words. We know it's true. I can't wait. It's happening right now, so prepare yourselves. It's coming. And so I'm there, young mom, with all these boys around me. I'm losing my mind. And this older woman, she comes up to me with her little refillable free coffee, and she goes, oh, they're so cute. Are they all from the same man? I was like, who says that? I get it if you wonder. You know, I wonder if they're all from the same man. But out it comes. So I looked at her, and I gave her my best Christian answer, and I went, huh? I said, you expect me to keep track of all that? That's a lot of paperwork.